a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
State tourism officials say Utah is continuing to feel the impact of coronavirus restrictions. Officials say Utah's leisure and hospitality sector is still being slowed significantly compared to other industries. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the future of SEC college football is looking hazy. Alabama coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19. A few hours before that, 20 Florida Gators tested positive. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We've got a lot of slow and go speeds with emergency traffic due to early onset delays. Southbound I-15 stretching now from 3900 South to 90th South. Plus a crash in South Jordan, Redwood Road at 114th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds this morning gave way to sunshine this afternoon, but cooler temperatures are here. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 67 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump's third Supreme Court nominee is a step closer to confirmation. Judge Amy Coney Barrett sitting through 2 days of at times tense questioning from the Senate Judiciary Committee. And Barrett said she knew going in the process was not going to be easy.
People are going to say horrible things, you know, that your entire life will be combed over, that you'll be mocked, you know, that your children will be attacked.
At the close of today's session, the committee's chair, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, praised Barrett and told her that she deserves a unanimous vote.
With Amy Barrett, the best is yet to come. So, in another time, in another place, you would get everybody's vote. It's not about you. It's about us. Somehow we have lost our way.
And while the vote may not be unanimous, Republicans do at least at this time have the 51 votes they do need to confirm her. With continuing coverage of the Barrett confirmation hearings, Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, our emotional wellness. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A new study from BYU shows teens might be doing better emotionally and mentally than adults in this pandemic. Lois Collins with the Deseret News wrote a great piece about this BYU report, and she's joining me live now. Hi, Lois. What did this survey say about teens?
So the first thing to know is that teens have struggled in fairly high numbers in the last 5 or 6 years with anxiety and depression at unprecedented levels. So everybody figures that right now during the pandemic, where they're isolated from friends, where they're trying to learn from home sometimes, where everything's sort of different than it's been, they would be in so much better shape. And what they found is that actually depression was down compared to 2018. Loneliness was down compared to 2018. They found that teens are doing quite well in terms of mental health. Not all of them, certainly, but the numbers are better than they were.
So if teens are doing better, this runs contrary to the arguments against virtual learning. Some have said not being physically in a classroom would lead to depression and feelings of loneliness, and this study finds the opposite?
Well, I don't think so. I think when you say that, you're comparing apples and giraffes. I think what they found really is that the difference was that teens are spending less time on extracurricular activities and getting up super early to go to school and all these things. So they found that they're getting more sleep overall, which is known to be protective of mental health. And the other thing they found is really interesting, because we all kind of think that teens are in a period in their life where they don't want to be with adults, that they kind of want to hang out with each other. But they found that teens are spending more quality time with their parents because of quarantine, and more quality time with their siblings, and they were hiking and doing things together. and relationships often were stronger, and that's protective as well. So it's not really so much a judgment, I think, on schools, at least from this study, and it's certainly not the last study that will be done, but it's a judgment on how important getting enough sleep is, how important it is to spend time with your family and quality good time. And everybody was a little bit less harried as far as sleep time. They weren't running around doing a lot of extracurriculars and that kind of thing. That doesn't mean some people weren't seriously suffering. And certainly kids in families where mom or dad had lost a job or they were worried about having enough money to be able to get adequate food, they were suffering at higher numbers, certainly to be expected. But overall, the picture was pretty bright compared to what people had predicted.
So with virtual learning, there's some good and there's some bad. No surprise there. It's a BYU study. You can read about it. Lois Collins' article is at Deseret.com. Thanks a lot for joining me. KSL News Time 451. We have emergency traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
Unusual delays. Southbound I-15 was slow and go and some stop and go speeds. This is essentially from 3300 South, right on down to 90th South, and then you're back to better speeds through the Draper and Bluffdale areas. Northbound I-15, a little bogged down and slow, nothing like the southbound side. And this goes from 106 South up to the South Interchange. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in really good shape. We do have that crash at 114th South and Redwood Road. Michelle?
Well, we're getting a little busier. This is on Bangor Highway, both directions as you're approaching the 201 freeway. Now those slowdowns are starting to set in as you're going through the construction zone in Taylorsville between 5400 6200 South. And again at the curve in Riverton. Now, if you're moving into Utah County, seeing good speeds on I-15, starting to fill in just a little if you're on Pioneer Crossing. Steve?
And we're still seeing wide open speeds on northbound I-15 downtown into Davis County with usual slowdowns through the construction zone. Kaysville to Hill Air Force Base and Sunset to Roy. Northbound Highway 89 slowing down at Fruit Heights. Also at South Weber Drive up to the I-84 ramps. Plus a couple of crashes in Ogden. One on northbound Harrison Boulevard at 28th Street on the right shoulder. Another on eastbound 12th Street at 700 West. That's sitting on the left shoulder. Catch these offers from Whipple Service Champions. The famous Gerber Viper Toilet, $299. $100 off repairs and $300 or more. 801-444-FAST. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's your 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, we had a few little scattered showers along the Utah-Idaho border this morning and clouds here in Salt Lake City, but that's all moving off to the east. Tonight, skies will clear, a low of 40 in Salt Lake with a high tomorrow of 60. Mid-60s and sunshine on Friday, low 70s on Saturday, and then upper 60s with partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Next week starts out with upper 60s and sunshine. Chance for some changes moving in by the end of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 67 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Networth Advisory Group has been helping clients prepare for and successfully transition into retirement for the last 17 years. They've sent out thousands of copies of their book, The 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now. Recent events have made it more necessary than ever to have a personalized retirement plan in place. If you're concerned that the current economic environment will prevent you from reaching your financial goals, call Networth Advisory Group and talk to a fee-only financial advisor. Call 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. With over 80 years of combined experience, they'll make sure you're on track for a successful retirement and can help you avoid some of the most common retirement planning mistakes. At Networth, their experts can help design a personalized plan for a solid financial foundation. Their advisors are fee-only and have a fiduciary obligation to give you advice in your best interest. Make your plan with Networth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Hey guys, Alex Curie and Scott Mitchell for Big O Tires. Scott, I had the nail in the tire over the weekend, and we had kids to get around town, and I took the car to the Kaysville Big O Tires, and I was taken care of, and I got the tires rotated. I even got the oil change while I was there, and I got it all done before the next game that my kids had. So this is a great deal for you. You go into Big O, and they're going to take care of you. They're locally owned and operated. Big O isn't just the tires, though, Scott. It's everything else, too.
It is, and they have no credit needed financing, so no matter what your situation – They've got something to help you out, because tires sometimes can be unexpected, like you and your, you know what, Alex, it's cold weather season. It's coming. It's cooled down here a little bit. And they'll give you a free multi-point vehicle inspection.
Oh, yeah.
Check everything out. Make sure it works great. And then if you need things other than tires, they have them. They have oil changes, alignments, wiper blades, batteries, you name it. They've got it. They can take care of all your needs.
Big O Tires is going to take care of you right now, up to $150 off through November 1st on the Cooper, Toyo, Yokohama, Hankook, and Nitto tires. Go and check them out. Locations from Logan all the way down to Beaver. It's Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now, you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL, and KSL Drives, the price of the base model Tesla Model S is going down. Elon Musk tweeting this afternoon, it'll be under $70,000. On Wall Street, kind of a quiet day. The Dow fell 165 points. The S&P lost 23. The NASDAQ dropped 95. KSL News Time, 4:57.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.